You're listening to New Hampshire
Welcome
Now.
Welcome back here on Hampshire Now. 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. I appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of Hampshire Now is presented by the Prescription Center and this segment of the show brought to you by Cheney's Apple House Furniture. Don't you dare buy furniture. That check out Cheney's always low prices. To peruse their selection, go to nhfurniturestore.com. We come to you from the Concord Photo Service Main Street Studio. It is time for Monday with the Mayor. Lunar Eclipse 2017. A man who always has his eclipse glasses is the mayor. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
As a public official, do you have any advice to give to individuals about viewing the eclipse?
Not any more than anybody else, but don't look into the sun. How's that?
Don't stare into the sun. It can make you go blind.
Wasn't there a song about that?
You too.
Bruce Springsteen.
Staring at the sun.
All right, there you go.
Actually, I was thinking about playing that one today, so maybe we'll play that going to break here. For this segment of the show. I want to talk about Keno coming here to conquer the potential.
Well, can we finish the eclipse?
I was finished with the eclipse, actually.
Well,
is there anything you want to add? Or?
Absolutely. We have a little party going on at White Park this afternoon. And you can go and party with the Park and Recs folks.
Do they have glasses?
They do have glasses.
What time is that?
That is from 1:30 to 3:30 over at White Park.
To the evening edition of the New Hampshire Now program that doesn't do too much good. But if you're listening to the morning edition of the show, you're all set.
That's right.
Right.
So hopefully they listen in the morning.
1:30 to 3:30?
You can go over to White Park Field, and the good folks over at Concord Park and Recreation will be there. They'll have glasses for you, the courtesy of Domino's Pizza. And I think they actually have some pizza and water for purchase, I think. But you can go over there with you.
Party.
Yeah.
Party on, Wayne.
It's a party in the park.
So I also said that earlier I gave the advice that I saw online. So I can't confirm whether this is accurate or not, whether you should be doing this. But you take your phone and you put it on selfie mode, flip it around, and then you put it up to the sun behind you, and you watch the lunar eclipse that way. Now, I don't know why it's better to do it in the selfie mode and watching it, the sun behind you, versus just watching it through your phone. You know, I don't know that. That didn't quite make too much sense to me. But that's how I plan to do it. And that way you can take your picture at the lunar eclipse, too.
You are a wealth of information, but I'm going to stick with going to the park and get the glasses, I think.
Yeah, I'm not all that social. I think I'll just take my picture with the, I'm one of those people. You just see a whole bunch of pictures of selfies of me on my Instagram.
You? And, selfie Facebook. With the sun?
Take my selfie with the sun, and I'll be all set.
All right. What do we want to talk about now?
Keno.
Okay.
Keno in Concord. So this is going to be put up to a public vote coming up in the November election. Hey, speaking of the November election.
I was waiting for this question. I'm surprised you have not asked me sooner.
Well, I hadn't really thought of it until the. I didn't realize how close we were, but we are pretty close.
September 8th through September 18th is the sign-up period for municipal elections.
So that's like right around the corner. That's like
it is right around the corner. It is.
So what are you going to do? You going to be on the ballot?
I suspect I will be on the ballot.
So that's a yes or
I think I just announced.
You did just announce.
Wow. We're right here. You made news, my friend. For those who can't see, we just shook hands in front of the window.
You announced and you run for mayor.
You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with my family about it. This past week was an interesting week for me. I took my son back to college. He goes to college in Charleston, South Carolina. And after considering all the events that have occurred throughout the country this past week, it was really interesting being in the South. And it gives you a whole different kind of perspective and such. And the rallies that took place down there and such, but it was an opportunity and spend some time with my family and have a conversation about, you know, what we wanted to do. And because you really, without your family support, it's very difficult to serve in any capacity, elected, would be school board, I suspect, or city council,
sure,
and such. And you know, it's there comes a point when you say when is enough is enough and such. But you know, I think we've just got tremendous momentum going on here in the city. I think we have lived through some pretty difficult times. When I first got elected 10 years ago, you know, between snowfalls and the economy's just kind of tanking. And the fact that we were able to, as a council and working with their administration, to increase our bond rating and I think really provide some strong economic stability in the city and good budgeting, you know, we weathered the storm, and literally it's the storm in some years. And now I think you're seeing a corner being turned with projects like Main Street and other infrastructure projects, the water sewer lining main activity, and a lot of the other road paving program we've been investing in. And specifically bringing on a new economic development director that I pushed hard for, we're really ready to go, and I think we're soon going to start really seeing, and I think we're already seeing the benefits of making those investments and being fairly conservative with our budgeting, and so I think we're ready to go for another couple of years.
Did you ever envision being mayor for? For this long? I mean, it's been 10 years, as
never.
You mentioned before, and there's the feeling that I think that you have, and I think a lot of people have, that Concord is in really good position right now, and that there's more work to be done, and I think that seems to that should drive any individual in public service. Do they feel like there's more to be done? Are they ready to hand over the reins? But that's also countered with had 10 years, and should the things already be done? And should the progress already have been made?
Progress, it's interesting. Progress takes time. And I think that the fact that we took our time, the fact that we did it, I believe, in a collaborative way, has made for the success that we've had. Elected officials, which force things and jam things down people's throats, the elected officials, I think that that's when you spell failure. And the things that we have done in Concord, I think, have really been community oriented. I mean, having over 70 meetings to do the Main Street project, I mean, if that's not a model for how I think I've tried to approach things over the past 10 years, I don't know what is. You get people's buy-in, and people learn. I had to learn. You don't get everything your way. It's about compromise. But I think we get a much better projects at the end of the day.
So, transitioning to keynotes, we're joined by Concord Mayor Jim Boulay. Monday with the mayor here on New Hampshire Now announces he's running for mayor for a sixth term, and is going to be on the ballot in November. Also on the ballot is going to be Keno, and it's very rare there's a referendum issue here in the city of Concord and in the state of New Hampshire, but that's going to be the case here in Concord. Take us through the decision to make this a public vote as opposed to a city council vote, or was that did it have to be done that way based upon the state statute?
So the state statute that was adopted this year, if you remember, the legislature chose to tie Keno to kindergarten, and it was adopted for the city of Concord with kindergarten, which obviously we don't have full day kindergarten now, but if they were to if the school board was to enact full day kindergarten, it's about last year is about $1.2 million to implement, and it, based on the formula that they set up, it's $1,100 minimum, based on what they had for numbers, and that's a little less than $300,000 or so for the city of Concord. For the Penacook Valley School District, which already has full-day kindergarten, and of course you prorate it for each of the communities, it's about $170,000 to Merrimack Valley School District, and it's about $70,000 specifically to Concord residents. And when you consider that, because of the tax base and the way we're set up, the Merrimack Valley School District tax rate is over $5 more than what is in the Concord School District, that's a significant chunk of change. But the Keno portion of the statute, the way I understand it, and there's a memo done by our city solicitor which outlines exactly what they did. It's interesting in that they've treated towns the same as cities. As you know, if you live in a town, you have a town meeting day in the fall. You go vote during the day, or you can show up that night, depending on what community you live in. And there's a town warrant, and in the statute that they pass is the exact language that you have to put on the ballot. So there's not like the city council or local town makes up what the question is. The question has been designed already by the state legislature. And so with a city, that is the legislative body in the community. And we're elected every 2 years, and this is typically what we do, whether it be stop signs or you know, how when we pass a bond for paving or whatever, we are the legislative body. So in this case, having the legislature say that we shall put the question before the voters in a referendum and during a municipal election is really unique. It's very rare that happens, as you pointed out. So the city council at the last meeting, they did decide that the question they had posed to them is, will you put it on the ballot or not? So it wasn't whether, and no one stated whether they're for Keno or they're against Keno, or, and I'm sure everybody has opinions, as you and I probably do as well. But in this case, the only question posed to the city council was, do you put it on the ballot or not? And based on the discussion that I heard, it was really, well, let's let people just decide for themselves. And so it will appear on the ballot.
Which I think is, you know, the way that things should go, to be quite honest. And I think that certainly, you know, we place a burden of trust on the city council and the school board to, you know, to make these types of decisions. But, you know, the more time that you can have referendum votes, in my view, for significant issues like this one, you know, the better. In terms of whether or not Keno is good for Concord, do you see it being that way? I think that, you know, obviously as a public official, and given the fact that there's, you know, going to be a public vote, there's really no need for you to, you know, stake out a position on this or to claim what the position is, because of the fact that individuals are going to make the determination for themselves, and that you're not, basically the government's role would be implementation in one way or another. It seems to me that it's best left up to businesses to make that determination, make it legal, and let them determine if it's best for them. So I'm not really pro Keno, but I think that you know, the marketplace will determine, and the voters will determine whether or not it works in Concord.
I think it'll be interesting to watch. You know, obviously this is not, you know, you see in some states, will be California, Ohio, and, you know, larger states who do have referendums where you actually, or Maine actually, I think, isn't that how?
Massachusetts.
Right. So there is huge money involved in these referendum campaigns, and on both sides, whatever the issue is. So I don't suspect that's going to be in New Hampshire when it comes to this issue. But
however, if the Keno folks do want to buy advertising for or against,
to your KXL is the way you want
to
be.
To get in touch with the Concord voter, JCYR at ConcordNewsRadio.com.
That was a great segue. But, you know, I think what you'll find is, you know, it will be a good, healthy discussion, whether it be in Manchester, Nashville, Concord, et cetera. And, I'll be fascinated to see, like, this. So according to the statute, the way I read it is that it's limited to establishments which have a liquor license, an on-premise liquor license, and it has to be in an age-restricted environment. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, in some states, I think Massachusetts, you can do it in a you know,
convenience store.
Sure, yep. any kind of things like that. This is very limited and specifically where you can do it. At least that's, you know, as I read the statute.
So a liquor license to serve liquor or to sell liquor?
Serve.
Okay.
So that if you're just selling, well, I guess you're doing both, but a place where you're actually going to consume it on site.
Right. So like a, you know, a Cumberland Farms,
no,
or a supermarket.
No.
Okay.
No. So it'll be interesting. Like I wonder if some of the restaurant bars will actually come forth and say this is something that we want in our community. Will they come forth and say this is something we don't want in a community? I mean, I'll be curious to see where they fall down and where they're at. And so it's we'll see who supports it and who opposes it, and but it should be a pretty healthy debate.
Yeah, I think what you get with a person who's playing Keno is the person who, you know, may be there all day or for a very long period of time. And does that mean that they're there, you know, getting lunch and buying a couple drinks, or are they just kind of there all day, you know, drinking water and Diet Coke and filling up a seat at your bar?
Yeah, and that's going to be the really right. Interesting thing is where these restaurants, you know, how they see it.
Final thing, the governor sent back close to $800,000 to Concord and other amounts to other communities for transportation infrastructure. Has Concord determined how they plan to spend that money?
You know, that's a great question. We have not, and we are very grateful for receiving that money. we obviously have a good partnership, I think, with the state, and we continue to work well with them. But in this case, the legislature and the executive branch are sending some dollars back. And these dollars are generally dedicated towards transportation-type projects. And the questions, you know, we have to – for instance, I had a constituent said, why don't you use it to lower taxes? Great question.
It will lower taxes in a – indirectly.
So I mean, you're using that money that you're not raising somebody's taxes, you're not using other money or bonding to pay for it. So it is a good thing, and but they're generally limited to transportation type projects, and I think that we do have a transportation advisory committee. We're going to look to them to seek their advice. You know, I've heard things already saying, hey, we should invest this in the Greenway Trail. You know, but typically in the past, we have taken monies like this and invested in one-time type projects where you get the biggest bang for your dollar. Mm-hmm. And of course, the thing that people see the most is paving. Mm-hmm. That's what people really appreciate, is that you know, some of the roads are pretty bumpy, and you try to keep the roads in decent conditions. There's always the question of why do you go back to the newer streets first, and you know, and oftentimes when some roads get to be so bad, it's you get pushed to the end because you have to do a full reclamation you know, project to do those things. So this is an opportunity to take a look at some of the roads you potentially want to repave.
When does it have to be? Is there a timetable where it has to be spent? Or because obviously, you know, as keeping in mind, you know, the constituents' concern, as you mentioned before, you know, obviously, I think the best thing to do in terms of giving taxpayers a break would be to put this money towards a project that you're going to do either within this budget or in the next budget, and not have additional spending based upon the money coming in. But I think it's also an interesting topic about, you know, using it for the Greenway Trail or for bicycles or for, you know, potentially we've talked about I-93 or having a way to connect this side of the river to that side of the river. And pushing for that type of a project that could have an economic development piece. So I think there's a lot of different things at play here, and it'd be interesting to decide which one's best.
And you're spot on, and that's why, you know, we have an advisory committee we work with. We obviously hear from our constituents, and these are interesting questions because there's very few people I meet who don't have an opinion one way or another. So, and oftentimes it's paving. I mean, just with even Loudon Road, the fact that we're up there, and even when they were grinding it down, the feedback I got was, "Hey, it's a whole lot better than it was before." Even right. If it's, you know, so you know, we focused in the city on a lot of the main arterials. So whether it be you know, the money we spent for Penacook to Concord, if you will. You've got Loud Road now. I think what we really need to do, and I think what we've been doing over the past couple of years, is really reinvesting back in our neighborhood streets and our neighborhoods. So, you know, that's important.
Mayor Boulay, as always, appreciate you joining us for the program.
It is great to be here, and it's great to make news with you.
That's Concord Mayor Jim Boulay here on Hampshire Now. 159-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of it brought to you by the Prescription Center, and that segment of the show presented by Cheney's Apple House Furniture and NHFurnitureStore.com.
Summer stretching on the grass, summer dresses pass. In the shade of a willow tree, creeps are crawling over me and over you. Stuck together with God's blue, it's gonna get stickier. Let's get undercover. Don't try too hard to think. Don't.